Support for this podcast comes from Troy University, dedicated to teaching a new generation to lead change. Information on leadership opportunities available to students from day one is at troy.edu/leadchange.
From Troy Public Radio, this is the News Wrap from In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Since the Alabama legislature is on spring break, Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal has been catching up on the news from Congress. Host Todd Stacy visits In Focus today, and his wild card is a Cadbury Bunny wannabe with talent. Todd Stacy, host of APT's Capital Journal, thank you so much for joining us today for the News Wrap.
Thanks for having me.
Todd, what's the big news this week?
Well, you know, the legislature is on the second of two planned spring breaks, so they've not been in session this week. We've focused a lot on the federal delegation, our members of Congress, including the major appropriations bill that they passed. I guess it was Sunday night, a very late vote that night. So this week on Capital Journal, I have U.S. Senator Katie Britt, who is on the Appropriations Committee, supported that package, and she kind of walks through all the differences that it's going to make for Alabama. You know, she considers her job to be a part of that appropriations process to make sure Alabama has a seat at the table and that our funding priorities are included in spending bills.
That's what we rely on Capital Journal for, to delve into the news and give us some depth and background, and that's exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's a pretty in-depth interview. I think it's about 20 minutes, and so I encourage folks to tune in. We cover a lot of ground, from that appropriations bill, the situation in Ukraine and Israel. We even talked about her now infamous GOP response to the State of the Union. She had a good-natured response to that.
Well, speaking of good humor and good nature, what do you have for a wild card for us?
Well, with Easter coming up, everybody knows about the Cadbury Bunny. They really ramp up their advertising around Easter. You know, and there's always the situation where other animals are trying to be the bunny, right? Sometimes it's been a cat. Sometimes it's been a dog. I think you said a frog at some point. Well, this year, they've named a raccoon to be the Cadbury Bunny. It's a Florida pet named Louie, and he's a painter, apparently. And so you'll probably see it advertised on TV and the internet, Louie the Cadbury Bunny.
So Louie paints with his toes.
Well, yeah, you know, raccoons are pretty crafty with their hands, so I might have to look up some of those videos.
So looking forward to the Cadbury raccoon this year.
That's right.
Todd, who is on Capital Journal tonight? This, of course, is the last Friday of March.
That's right. Capital Journal tonight at 7:30. We'll have Senator Britt, as I mentioned, Senator Katie Britt. Also going to be talking to the two Democratic candidates running for Congress in the 2nd District. You know, we have a runoff in both the Republican and Democratic parties. So Anthony Daniels, who's a state representative, and Shamari Figures, who was a part of the Biden administration Justice Department. They're the remaining candidates. We'll talk to both of them tonight.
And let's do remind your listeners that they can catch your programs also now on YouTube and, of course, aptv.org.
That's right. Everything's available on YouTube. You can actually subscribe and follow it and be alerted every time an episode is uploaded. So it's a good way to keep up with Capital Journal.
Well, thank you so much for joining us for the News Wrap from In Focus.
Thank you.
That was Todd Stacy, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, tonight at 7:30 and now on YouTube, as well as the aptv.org website. Thanks for joining us today for the News Wrap from In Focus, which is a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.